How would you assess DeAndre Houston Carson's development to this point?
I think he improved every game. We weren't able to get him active last week. Wanted to take a look at Deion Bush, both from a defense and special teams role. We'll see how that works out this week, but he's really smart. DeAndre's really smart. He's fast. He cares. He usually doesn't make the same mistake twice, and hopefully he gets more opportunities going forward.
Seen some sporadic penalties with him, even preseason coming through.
Yeah.
How have you kind of worked with him on that, and how do you see him sort of responding to the coaching points when you try to get him coached up?
Yeah, I mean, he just got to learn from that stuff, and he has. He got called for holding on a punt, and he was really just trying to shed the player. You know, the guy was trying to hold him up, and the officials see that as a takedown. And I don't necessarily disagree with what they're seeing. That wasn't his intent, but he just has to know what you can and cannot do. He got called for a block in the back. Well, he didn't shove the guy, but he put himself in a position where the guy's in front of him kind of stopped his momentum. The guy falls forward. It wasn't like, it was an egregious penalty. Those kinds of things are the things that he's learning from.
What did you say to Jacoby Glenn, who picked up two penalties on defense, then gets that one on special teams where it was wide open in the middle of the field?
Yeah, he had a tough day for sure. When penalties like that are exposed on that player, talking about the corner hold up on punt return, there's a down the field official who's looking exclusively at that player. I shouldn't say that player and the guy he's blocking. And so they're going to be looking for things. And that's why you see the flag come from so deep a lot of times, even though it may be a line of scrimmage penalty. What he has to do in that situation is know that he's beat on that play and just let it go. It's in the middle of the field. There is a guy looking at it. It's right at the point of attack in front of the returner. You're going to get called for that stuff. And, my conversation with him was, again, putting himself into that position. If there is contact, you're going to be called for a penalty. So, number one, we try not to get into that position. And, number two, if we do find ourselves in that spot, we've got to let the returner make that guy miss and hopefully plus one and go block somebody else.
From your vantage point, what do you want to see in Deion Bush going forward to see that he can be reliable on teams?
Well, I don't think that there's anything to tell us he's been unreliable. He was injured in the preseason, and so other guys got their opportunities and had kind of established that. And it's not just a one-for-one. It's not like those two players are directly competing against each other. They play the same position, but some of that has to do with getting an extra linebacker up. Some of the things that Houston Carson has done has been more interior, bigger-bodied stuff. The running back stuff, he's kind of saying Deion's a little more of a perimeter guy in terms of the positions that he's been in. So going forward, you'd like him to play fast, which he did last week. You'd like for him to show up where he needs to, which he did last week. There's the one kickoff that came out. He set the edge and did a good job with that. He and Sherrick were vicing 25 on our near sideline on a couple of plays, and they did a good job keeping him out of bounds. You just like to see that progress, have him take on a bigger role, and I'd anticipate as he gets more and more comfortable, more and more playing time, not only in special teams, but it's hard to get in the game defensively if you're in street clothes. You got to have a helmet and a jersey in order to get in the game, so as those special teams opportunities grow, maybe he gets a chance some other places too.
Just considering the influx of draft picks and young new players into your special teams units, what are you most optimistic about looking ahead towards as far as special teams making a difference
in
the game?
I don't know if there's one particular area that I point to and say, boy, that's got to happen. You'd like to have consistency in terms of positive play. Usually when you influx younger players, penalties start to show up because the guys haven't been put into those spots and they don't know how to get out of them quite yet. We got to coach them out of those things. I just like to see progress, both individually and collectively, in the different areas that they're contributing to.
One of the themes of the draft was getting kind of football gene guys, football-y, really football-y players who could really make an impact on special teams. Are you seeing that? And even if you don't see it now, are you? Can you project that? Do you see the potential for that?
Yeah.
That
kind of, well, yeah. I mean, some of those guys got to get jerseys, and we haven't had that group together yet. You know, DeAndre Hall went down at the same time that, you know, Broniker comes up, and you know, Dion and DHC only played together one time in the Dallas game. Trying to go through, you know, Quit, who goes so many weeks injured, he missed the entire preseason. Well, you know, he's just now getting to the point where a lot of those guys in terms of play time had been coming out of the preseason. So I think those guys are trending in the right direction. There's nobody that we're looking at in terms of the last, you know, draft class saying, you know, I don't know about this guy. I mean, they've all done a good job. But that experience factor will gain, and as they get more comfortable, you see them play faster. You see them play better, and a lot of those physical traits that you cited coming out of the draft are showing up on tape.
Yeah, Bell is the up back on kick return. Is he better suited for that than Kadeem, or is that more an acknowledgement of Kadeem's either workload or coming off injury?
Well, you know, when guys get a jersey, you're trying to find something for them to do. Joyk has done that at previous stops that he's at. Kadeem's role offensively was a little greater than Joyk's role. Kadeem was coming off a hamstring. And unless there's a vast difference, you're trying to, you know, spread that workload around. Kadeem jumped on our punt team last week, which is a role he's had previously, and did a good job there. I wouldn't say that that's necessarily game specific or performance specific. It was best for us to do that. And coming into the game, Jacksonville had been a touchback team. You know, all those things factor into how you're trying to prepare, not only, you know, on game day, but throughout the week.
In your 2 years, what's been your experience coaching Josh Bellamy, and what you like about just generally his exuberance?
He's the same guy all the time. What you guys see on game day is what we see in the meeting room. It's what we see in the weight room. It's what we see walking around. It's probably what you see if you see him at the mall. He is who he is. He's a high-energy guy. He cares a lot about football. He's an intelligent player. Plays physical, plays fast. You know, there's a lot of things to like about Josh. He was a guy when he was in Kansas City. Darius Swinton, who was our assistant last year, had background with him, and we'd played against him, and I always liked him, you know, the way he played on tape. And going back to the Indy game, Tom McMahon, who was the coordinator in Kansas City at the time, said, you know, that's a guy that you really like, and that's a guy that they always wish, you know, they had gotten up and played more. He's gotten his opportunities both special teams and offense, and, you know, it doesn't surprise me that he's done well there.
He made on the open field and on the coverage, or what makes him good at being in position for a play like that?
I don't think they drafted Jalen Ramsey in the top five to block Josh Bellamy, but that's the guy he's going against. You got to be really good at gunner getting off the line of scrimmage, and you got to be fast enough to stack the player. Brad asked a question earlier about Jacoby. You want to try and put that defender into that position where he's got no choice but to either let you go or block you in the back. Josh accomplished both those things. The ball was in the location. It had enough hang time for him to get down there. And then in terms of point of attack, he made that play. He also made the tackle on the kickoff. I mean, Josh is it's a race to the ball. He and Sherrick and Chris and those guys, it's a competitive situation every week. We have a point system. Who's getting tackles? Josh had gotten a lot of attention over the last few weeks on kickoff coverage, and it was almost like he was a fullback lead blocking for those other guys to be getting tackles. He found himself in a position to make two plays, and he made it.
Jeff, Packers are going young and fast with their two returners. What have you seen from Montgomery and Davis?
Niles, a guy that we have a lot of experience playing against in the AFC West. Very accomplished returner. Fast, explosive. He's a good addition for their football team, not only as a running back, but as a kickoff returner. Montgomery is a strong player too. You know, he's a thicker player for a wide receiver. He's explosive. He's got good vision. We liked him coming out in the draft. Janice is back there as well. He had some production from a year ago. They're different players, but the common traits are they're all strong players who can run. And they all have excellent vision.